Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, the upcoming Singapore Institute of Food and Biotechnology Innovation will provide a single touch point for industry players interested in food innovation research when it opens by the second quarter of 2020.
Well, a research institute of the Agency for Science, Technology and Research, otherwise known as A-STAR, SIFBI, brings existing A-STAR divisions together under common leadership for a clearer strategy. So joining us, tell us more is Dr. Ralph Granchin, Senior Director of Food and Consumer Cluster at A-STAR Biomedical Research Council, and also Dr. Hazel Koo, Executive Director of SIFBI. So welcome to the station. What was the genesis of SIFBI, and why was it launched right now?
And can we call it SIFB?
Yes, indeed. Good evening, Howie and Bernard, and good evening to listeners of Money FM. The reason for SIFB being formed is really driven by, you know, the space constraint as well as the resource constraint that Singapore is facing. As we know, more than 90% of our food supply is imported, and this makes us very vulnerable to external shocks and developments, and particularly global trends, for instance, on the climate change that's impacting food supply and safety around the world will naturally also impact us and impact the consumers in Singapore. The Singapore Food Story, which was launched early this year by the minister, is about seizing the opportunity to turn our food challenges into strategic opportunities as well as advantages to ensure that we are able to secure a supply of safe food for Singaporeans. Actually, through the very good foresight of Ralph and his team, the effort has been stepped out in the last 6 years. So A-STAR has established a wide range of capabilities in food research, and we are now in a very good position to contribute our science and technology expertise to support Singapore to develop a future-ready food supply system and to achieve the 30 by 30 goal put up by the national, our national so-called aspiration. And this leads us to produce 30% of our nation's nutritional needs by the year 2030. So quite a challenging aspirational goal, but this is a target that we hope to work towards. In fact, the food sector is one of the fastest growing industry sectors in Singapore. In 2017, close to 950 food enterprises in Singapore employed more than 48,000 people and contributed to approximately 1% of the country's GDP. And more than 50% of the 9.9 billion Sing dollars output was exported to markets in Asia. Food science and technology is also one of the fastest growing R&D clusters in Singapore. And we have a business expenditure on R&D, or BIRD, growing at a compound annual growth rate of 11.8% from 2013 to 2017. So a very, very healthy and robust growth there.
For neophytes, though, I think, Dr. Koo, you might need to help us out. When you say food production, it's not just producing food. What else is it that SIFB might be doing? Or over at A-STAR, Dr. Gratian, maybe you could help us out as well.
So, I mean, we have to really look at what we are producing. A good example is our 30 by 30 goal, where we really look at the nutritional needs. So it is less a play about volume. It's really about the value of the produce
we want. The quality.
Okay. Yes.
Are we talking about GM?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
High value, we are looking at indoor farming, we are looking at high value fish production. So if you look at indoor farming, it will be more about leafy vegetables, value added processes.
Like hydroponics maybe, because we don't have land.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. We have less than 1% of the land that is still used for agriculture.
Right. So the purpose and the role of SP then, SIFB, I beg your pardon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is really the innovation drive of what we can contribute. We in A-STAR, we are really looking at using research as driving economic outcomes. So this is really where we look at what value can we add through innovation and how can we use that to stimulate economic growth here. And that will be the the part SIFBE will be now set to really contribute. We put together a multitude of initiatives we funded over the last 5 to 6 years, which have really shown their traction with industry collaborations. And these will now put together under the house of SIFBE to actually show synergies and be more a single touch point for our partners.
Tell us, how will SIFBE provide a clearer strategy?
So like funneling everyone just to one place. Is that right, Dr.
Yes.
Koo?
Yes.
So basically, in the last 6 years, we have established a range of capabilities and we're bringing four groups into one research entity. So the groups in, for instance, we have a group that has a collection of natural products. We have also a group that's looking into clinical nutrition. Two newer groups that we have recently established are in the areas of food and chemical safety as well as biotransformation, using biotechnology to generate novel food flavors and fragrances, for instance. So bringing all these four groups and trying to create synergies amongst these four groups. And not only bring these four groups together, we're also developing new capabilities, for instance, in food structure and engineering and downstream processing. So basically,
so we might see more things like impossible meat and that sort of thing.
And it's all about humans. So again, we had independent programs. If you put humans under one roof, they interact more, they talk more, there's a bigger chance of exchanging ideas. So that's what we are trying to promote.
Why particularly these areas, though, that Dr. Koo just mentioned?
This is where we look on the headquarter level at what are the areas where we can see a value chain. So we went from a natural product library that provides novel ingredients or new areas where we can investigate versus a biotransformation where we try to scale up. Then we want to look at the food safety angles. So that's where food safety comes in. Everything that is new also needs to be assessed, needs to be regulated. Then we want to look at the scale up. And then we want to look at the nutritional benefits. So the human clinical trials, we have quite a strength in looking at Asian consumers and how they consume food. So again, this allows us to really go from discovery all the way to human consumption. And we can link all these activities together.
You're not talking about, when you say scale up, larger watermelons, for example, or larger potatoes.
No. It is more like how you manufacture.
Scaling up the volume of it.
So if I'm successful with a product, that is where a lot of startups actually have the challenge. There is, how can I make something from an idea to bring it to the consumer?
On the manufacturing side, and then there are also technologies, for instance, in advanced manufacturing that can be deployed to agri-tech and aquaculture technology.
We're speaking with Dr. Ralph Gratian, Senior Director of Food and Consumer Cluster at ASTAR's Biomedical Research Council, and also Dr. Hazel Koo, Executive Director of SIFBE. So in the broader efforts to establish Singapore as a leader in developing and commercializing agri-food innovation, Dr. Koo, you just mentioned, and technology solutions, what sort of role will SIFBE play?
So SIFBE will play also like a convener role. So the research institute is set up as an anchor that can also link up partnerships with the institutes of higher learning, NUS, NTU, Singapore Poly, as well as SIT. And also not forgetting a very key stakeholder, and that would be the Singapore Food Agency. So definitely we see SIFBE playing a role to be able to forge such partnerships in the ecosystem.
Can you comment and tell us how is the industry functioning right now, though? I mean, is it fragmented? How is it?
Yeah, it is in the food industry very challenging. I originally joined ASTAR coming from the food industry. So we see growth is very low in Europe and the US. We see the biggest growth in the food space is actually in Asia. On the other hand, understanding the Asian consumer, the Asian market is very fragmented. So a lot of industry players, multinationals, are interested how to understand better the Asian market. On the other hand, we see a lot of traction where Singapore is attractive to start for foreign companies to come in as a testing the market. As a market, it's too small, so it is a starting point, and then see how can we export in the rest of Southeast Asia. So that's where originally we had our traction with multinational companies. But we also see now in Singapore the new generation, millennials and people at the university, very keen to move in that space. It was not that attractive, I would say, 10, 15 years back. But now the
because
young
of
generation...
why? Misconceptions that it's just about agriculture and being a farmer.
Cooking. Cooking comes often up, especially with the parents when we talk at the university. It is actually deep science that is in food. But there's also that misconception. A lot of people don't want to hear how much science and technology goes in their food because there's still
GM
it has to
involved,
be natural.
Right?
Yeah. It has to be, But it's very attractive for the young generation. We see a lot of startups coming up in that space, even from local companies. So I think we see there a very strong traction with young people.
Well, what are your overall hopes for CIFB and projections of where it will be in the future?
Dr. Koo, your executive director.
She will have a new institute.
Well, it's the baby that was birthed by Ralph and his team, and I got to make sure that
it grows up, right?
It grows up and it matures and then contributes to the Singapore food story and all that. Really, we want to position Singapore as the agri-food tech and innovation capital of Asia. And as I said, we will do it in a partnership model with all the various institutes of higher learning. We want to be able to create a synergistic effort with the government agencies in order to attract MNCs to the ecosystem and to support the growth of local companies as well. Definitely building up new capabilities on top of the four groups that we are bringing in together to form the RI in the first phase. And also talent development is key. As we know now, the millennials are also finding this space very attractive. We need to continue to step up our effort in terms of talent development.
Who do you need over there, Dr. Koo? Scientists.
Yeah, scientists as well as process engineers.
Oh, nuts. So definitely. Okay.
So Ralph talked about, anchoring the research in some fundamental science. So we definitely also want to drive evidence-based science as we pursue food research. That will help differentiate Singapore from the rest of the world. And forming partnerships with local and international institutions. I mentioned some of the local partners, but we're also looking at forging partnerships with very renowned overseas institutions to help us with our efforts. So really also to be able to enhance Singapore's regulatory readiness towards new food innovations.
Dr. Hazel Koo is the Executive Director of the Singapore Institute of Food and Biotechnology Innovation. Also joining her, Dr. Ralph Greichen, Senior Director of Food and Consumer Cluster at A-STARS Biomedical Research Council. Guys, thanks for coming today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.